Podcasts Lanzarote. Bonjour. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the Canary Islands.
Quoi?
What's that to do with French, you're going to say? You thought they spoke Spanish there, didn't you? Well, you're right. Some of you might already have been on holiday to one of these 13 volcanic Spanish islands lying off the coast of Africa, such as Tenerife, Gran Canaria, Lanzarote or Fuerteventura. Very Spanish places, aren't they? Or are they? Today, I'm going to explain the connection between the Canary Islands, your favourite beauty products, and France.
Non, je ne plaisante pas. Écoutez.
The year is 1402. Jean de Bettencourt is a nobleman from Normandy, a region in the northwest of France. He is a businessman who has run out of money and has heard that great fortunes can be made sailing down the Atlantic Ocean. He is involved in textile and dye work and has learnt that there are islands near the coast of Africa where special plants grow which can be used to make a red dye for the clothing industry. In order to finance his expedition, Jean de Bettencourt goes to see the French king, Charles VI, to whom he is quite close. In return for a lot of money, Jean de Bettencourt promises the king he will claim any island he discovers on behalf of the French crown. What a great opportunity for the king of France! Now, as it happens, the kingdom of France is in the middle of the Hundred Years' War against England, and as a consequence has very little money to spare. And so it is that Charles VI of France turns down the offer. Jean de Bettencourt, however, decides to carry on his dreams of adventure and fortune and knocks on the door of the Spanish king instead. The Spanish king, Henri III de Castille, is very rich and he can tell that this is a great opportunity. He helps Jean de Bettencourt equip new boats for his expedition. And so it is that in 1402, Jean de Bettencourt, a Frenchman, claims the island of Lanzarote, Fuerteventura and El Hierro for the count of the Spanish crown. And the rest is history, as they say. Funny to think that we could all be speaking Francais on our next visit to the Canaries. As for Jean de Bettencourt, he did indeed amass a great fortune selling his red dyes. But where is the connection with your favourite beauty products, you will ask? Well, Jean de Bettencourt, despite his wealth, is not the richest, nor indeed the most famous Bettencourt in history. Very recently, someone from his family made even more money and in the same line of business. Her name is Liliane Bettencourt, the richest woman in France. She is one of the main owners of L'Oréal, who manufactures dyes to colour your hair. Now, as L'Oréal would say, it was all worth it. Au revoir.